Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 281. Today, Michael asks, what do you mean when you say a story is plot-heavy versus character-heavy, or plot-driven versus character-driven?
Well, the difference between something that is heavy versus something that is driven, they're related terms and they frequently are comorbid, to use a medical term or a psychologist term, but they're not exactly the same thing. The kind of book that is plot-driven is a book where your characters are swept up in events beyond their control. The machinations of the wider world are serving to run them through a very narrow gauntlet of choices that they must make or not. Most adventure stories are plot-driven. Die Hard is a quintessential plot-driven film. The Indiana Jones movies are very plot-driven films. Something that's plot-driven doesn't mean that your characters don't make choices that affect the action or that shape the role of the plot. What it means is that their deep motivations, the nature of their selfness as a character, isn't really highly relevant. So, for example, in a plot-driven version of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the fact that Indiana Jones, when he was in his mid to late 20s, had an affair with Marion Ravenwood, who was about 15 years old at the time, in a plot-driven film, that gives you conflict between the characters because they have unresolved feelings about a inappropriate relationship that was still very meaningful to both of them because it wasn't coercive or abusive, it was just really taboo and it meant something different to each of them. And the effects of it were very negative for both of them. This gives you built-in character tension, which ratchets up the plot intensity when the two of them are flung together. It gives you additional stakes. That's how that would work in a plot-driven story. The same character point in a character-driven story would do a lot more than amp up the tension. It would probably become the central focus, one of the major, major issues in the story as it unfolds. The story would have many plot points that turned on the complicated emotional dynamic between Marion and Indy. What you have in the film instead is a fairly simple dynamic between the two of them. They love each other, they hate each other, but they're very loyal to each other at the same time. So there's a good solid golden age of Hollywood-style push-pull romantic tension between two very strong-willed characters. In a character-driven piece, you would have a whole different set of things on offer. Both options are very realistic. There are people in the world that would comfortably occupy both sorts of unfolding stories. But the plot-driven story unfolds because of the exigencies of the external world imposed upon the characters. The character-driven story unfolds because of the exigencies of the internal worlds of the characters colliding and exploding outwards to affect the world at large. Now, plot-heavy versus character-heavy is a different axis. A plot-heavy story is one that is really concerned with the plot of things. It gives you a really chewy look into what pieces are moving on the chessboard here and there. It's interested in the machinations, what'll happen next. A good horror film tends to be plot-heavy. A really good horror film tends to be character-driven and plot-heavy, which is a bit hard to pull off, but is fantastic when you do. A character-heavy piece is a piece where the characters are the central focus. Even if they're not driving the action, it's the internal journey of the characters that is right up in front on display. I'll give you a very good example, going back to Indiana Jones, compare and contrast between the first Indiana Jones film and the third one. In the first Indiana Jones film, there's definitely a character journey that goes on with Indy. He starts off as a skeptic, he winds up being kind of a believer, there's a whole issue of encounters with the divine and that sort of thing. But all of that is really, really secondary to getting the Ark and keeping it out of Nazi hands. The closing moments when he's managed to get the girl, even though he's lost the Ark, are all about his frustration with not getting the Ark. The third Indiana Jones film also a very plot-driven piece, but it's a character-heavy piece. The search for the Holy Grail, not very compelling compared to the search for the Ark of the Covenant. And a lot of that has to do with how it's written and how they manage to convey it, but also because it's just less mythologically potent, because at the time these films were made, Arthurian legends weren't that big a thing, but the Exodus story was. The reason that was is because the Exodus story was the central motivating myth of the civil rights era, and so it was fresh in everybody's mind. Everybody in the culture at that point had either seen the Ten Commandments or read the Bible, and very few people in the culture in the late 80s knew anything about the Holy Grail. They had to sort of do a remedial course on it in the film. So it was a less mythologically potent subject, but that didn't matter so much. Because the focus of the story was not on the hunt for the Grail. The focus of the story was on Indy's hunt for his father, both literally and metaphorically. Their relationship and their inner spiritual journey and learning about themselves and burying the ghosts of the past that had kept them apart for all these years, coming to the point where they could hug each other and tell each other they loved each other and save each other's lives and share spiritual insights with each other. That's what dominates that film. It's still a plot-driven film, but it's a character-heavy plot-driven film. If you haven't seen that one, another good character-heavy plot-driven film, much pulpier even than Indiana Jones, is Romancing the Stone. And it's a character-heavy plot-driven film because it's a category romance, though it's also an adventure story, and category romances only work when they're character-heavy. Whether they're character-driven or plot-driven, they only work when they're character-heavy, and that one works very, very well. I hope that helps clarify things for you. Please send along a follow-up if you don't, and welcome to the cast. Michael says in his letter that he found me on a recent interview I did for the Creative Pen, so it's good to have you along, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Please do send in more questions, everybody. I'm getting to the end of the line here, and I will see you all tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.